Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
I don't think I've ever looked forward in my life to going to OKC. I do now. I can't wait for Sunday night. I can't wait. Game 7. I don't know if we've been in a situation that we could look as forward to a Game 7 as we can look forward to this one in quite a long time. I believe it's a pick 'em. It's anybody's game.
Sunday night.
Okay. I'm excited for Game 7, too. But
he's got a heck of a solitaire round ready to go. He's ready. I got it to iPad this time instead of the phone. iPad. I'm going to rock this solitaire game.
It is easily... There haven't been many. Since I've been watching basketball, it's definitely last among NBA Finals Game 7s for me, though. Definitely.
Oh, Warriors.
So there've only really been three, though. Warrior, like in the last 20 years, there have only been, three, I guess there have been four. There have been four Game 7s in the last 20 years.
Warriors, Cavs.
Yep, 2016.
Lakers, Celtics.
2010. Yep, I remember watching that. Yep. That was good. It was very low scoring. It was 70.
I was going to say 81 won the game, maybe.
81 to like 76 or something.
It was
like,
not a good game.
No. There wasn't a lot of offense. And then you're missing one in between and then one before.
Did the Heat go to a Game 7?
Yep.
Heat Mavericks?
Nope.
Heat Spurs.
Ray Allen's big shot to tie it, that was Game 6.
Yeah.
So then they went to Game 7. I don't think that game was close. And then 2005 is the other one. Spurs and Pistons.
Gotcha.
I don't remember that one. And then you got to go back to 94 for the Rockets and the Knicks.
That I remember.
Was that in New York?
No, Houston.
Okay.
Because they used to do the 2-3-2 format, and now they do 2-2-1-1-1.
Okay.
2-3-2.
Is Game 7 when the OJ chase happens, or is that a different game of the series?
That's Game 5.
That's Game 5?
Yep.
Okay.
That's Game 5. That series, you know what? All right, you want to do something random here on a Friday? This is like,
why not?
Let's remember some stuff. Look up Game 6, Knicks Rockets, John Starks shooting percentage from 3.
Okay.
I want to say he went like 1 of 13 or something nuts.
Okay.
He had...
The final score was 86 to 84.
Okay, so the Rockets won by 2?
Because The Knicks won by 2.
The Knicks were up 3-2 in the series.
Okay.
And lost Game 6 by 2. And I think Starks missed in either Game 6 or Game 7, he missed a million shots.
Starks went... Ooh, my problem is I'm in the series right now. Game 4?
Game six or seven.
There it is. Game 6.
Game 6. All right. I'm in high school. My best friend likes the Knicks, and I don't. And I remember ruthlessly mocking him because of John Stark's shooting performances in one of those games.
It wasn't 6 because he went 5 of 9.
Okay. Check Game 7.
Let's see. Did they have a shot to win the title at the end of that game? Game 6?
That I don't remember.
They're down 2. Did they have like a 3 to win it? I think it would be more remembered, right? When I know it. If there was like a missed shot to win the title. Although Ewing had a missed shot, didn't he, somewhere? I don't remember if that was the finals, though, or not. Okay, here you go. Game 7.
Olajuwon blocked the last second three-point attempt from Starks.
Okay, at the end of Game 6?
Yep.
Okay, so what you were looking for is Game 7.
Game 7. What did he do?
They lost by 6. So the Rockets won the title. They won by 6. And John Starks went a cool 0 of 11 from three-point land.
There you go.
0 of 11.
Curry didn't do that. When the Cavs beat the Warriors in one of those games along the way, it might have been whatever. I think it's Game 7. The very famous one with LeBron and the block.
Oh, the end of that game?
The Warriors went 0 for 11 in the fourth quarter from 3.
Yeah.
0 for 11 in the fourth to allow Cleveland to stay in it.
And I don't think they hit a single basket after the 4-minute mark.
Yeah.
Like it was, and that was true of both teams. That was stressful and it was high drama, and I remember loving it, but nobody scored for like the last, like nobody wanted it. LeBron missed a few shots. Kyrie was missing shots. Klay was missing shots. Steph was missing shots. And then finally one of them hit one. But like
yeah,
the
Kyrie,
end of,
Kyrie hit a big one.
And one of them was the LeBron block that was going to be one of the Warriors' baskets with less than 2 minutes left. But go watch the last like three, like 4 minutes of that game on YouTube, and it's 3 minutes of nobody can do anything.
Well, that's how you get a final score in the 80s, right?
Right. Final score of that game was 93-89.
Yeah.
93-89.
803-0550. Would you tease going to the break?
So the ESPN
that's right.
released their all quarter century team.
So 53-man
roster plus coaches.
2000 to 2025.
Yep. So 53-man roster and then coaches also.
And there's a former Bill.
There's one former Bill on this list.
So
who is it and who should be on this list as a former Bill? I think you could argue for a couple.
Bills that would make the 53-man roster of the last 25 years.
Yeah, 2000 to 2025.
Okay, I'm writing down two names that I think would definitely should make this list.
Okay. So you already are saying that one person should be on it that isn't.
Maybe. That have a case.
I was surprised that one Bill wasn't on this list.
My first answer is T.O.
T.O. is correct.
Okay. T.O. should be, yes, should be on the list.
T.O. is on, he is one of six wide receivers on the list. They list him as the number five receiver behind Julio Jones, Calvin Johnson, and Randy Moss. So I guess he's the number four.
Pretty good.
Yeah. And then Marvin Harrison and Justin Jefferson are the other two receivers.
Everybody eats on that team, by the way. They all get the ball.
Yes.
Matchup dependent.
Uh-huh.
The other name I thought right away would have been Mario.
Oh, okay.
Mario's great.
Right.
He's not going to the Hall of Fame, but you know he's drafted, right at the beginning of that era, and he had a bunch of sacks.
First overall.
He was great.
First team All-Pro for the Bills.
But,
although, wasn't he not as dominant before his couple of big Bill seasons as maybe he was supposed to be?
Number one pick is hard to live up to, but he was very good in Houston. There was an injury here or there, but
like in six seasons before he got to the Bills, he had double-digit sacks twice.
Yeah, and then he did it with the Bills three times.
And he made second-team All-Pro once.
Yeah.
Like his best seasons were with the Bills.
Who has
definitively they were with the Bills.
Who else has the best case to be on the All-Century team that played for the Bills?
There's one guy that I thought was going to be on here and he wasn't. That's Jason Peters.
Right.
I thought Jason Peters would be on here. Now, you know, there's no slouch. The two guys that are on here, it's 53-man roster. So they went Joe Thomas and Trent Williams.
It's tough.
So it's that is tough sledding.
Yeah.
So maybe he came close to making it.
Are the running backs Derrick Henry?
Go ahead.
How many backs?
Three backs.
Derrick Henry, LaDainian Tomlinson.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You have one right. Derrick Henry is the third back on this team.
No LT.
No LT.
In this quarter century. Okay, so Derrick Henry and, boy, is this
another active player.
It's Saquon?
Nope.
Okay, good. I feel like he should not make it.
He shouldn't. I wonder if you're going to think this other guy should make it.
Is it Kamara?
Nope.
McCaffrey. Okay. Henry, McCaffrey.
I think you could be here a while trying to guess who. This is the first listed running back on their list.
Terrell Davis.
No. He's not a Hall of Famer. And I don't think I've ever even heard him discussed as a Hall of Famer.
Sean Alexander?
Priest Holmes?
Priest Holmes is the number one running back in the last 25 years?
That's what they wrote here. Super Bowl champion, one-time Offensive Player of the Year, three-time All-Pro, 9,200 yards.
Isn't it the other Chiefs running back, Jamal Charles, that we all know was statistically the best back ever to play?
Jamal Charles is the all-time leader in the NFL in yards per carry.
Okay.
But they have Priest Holmes number
Priest
one.
Holmes ahead of Derrick Henry? I'm sorry. Who wrote this list?
That was a weird one.
I'm going to write them a letter.
Aaron Schatz and Seth Walder. Okay, so we're going at it from more of an analytical end.
I'm sorry, I'm still not giving you Priest Holmes. And the quarterback is going to be Brady?
Yes. Brady and there's three quarterbacks. Brady, this is an easy one.
Brady, Rodgers, Mahomes?
No, Brady, Manning, Mahomes.
Okay.
Peyton Manning, obviously, if that needed to be said.
Not Arch?
No. Is there any other Bill that should have come close?
Von Miller?
Yeah, Von Miller.
Okay.
But there's a case there.
Like Terrence McGee is kick returner, I think should have been. But Devin Hester is tough to beat. Yeah, Von. I mean, the edge rushers, you tell who should Von have made it over? DeMarcus Ware, Jared Allen, Miles Garrett, and Julius Peppers? That's no TJ Watt. That's no, you know, Michael Strahan on this list. So, I don't know. That'd be pretty tough, I think, for him to make that. And otherwise, that's Ed Reed, former Bills assistant coach.
There you go.
There's another one. You want to guess who the coaches are? Head coach, offensive coordinator, and defensive coordinator.
Okay, head coach is Belichick.
Yep.
Offensive coordinator is... It's going to be a guy that is a head coach, right?
Yeah, but he also was an offensive coordinator.
Kyle Shanahan. Offensive coordinator, Kyle Shanahan. And defensive coordinator... I'm going to get this. The best.
I think you could get it. I'm not favoring Jeremy to get it. I'm going to put him like plus 200.
This guy's been a head coach also?
Yeah.
Defensive coordinator, also a head coach. Who is? Dick LeBeau.
It's not Dick LeBeau.
It's not Dick LeBeau. I had two other names that I was thinking right away. It's going to be defensive coordinator who's thought to be like one of the best defensive minds in football the last 25 years, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not going to be Marvin Lewis.
And I guess this could be a hint, but I think he's coached basically the whole 25 years. Although I'm checking to see if he's still in the league.
Is it Vic Fangio?
It's not Vic Fangio. He is not still in the league because he is coaching the San Antonio Brahmas. Of the UFL.
Oh.
He's the head coach.
The other name I was thinking was like Jim Johnson?
No. Nope.
Santonio. Boy.
Bills fans could be shouting this at you right now.
Really?
Could be.
It's not. Who's the best defensive coordinator? Who's the best defensive mind that's not Belichick in the last 25 years? Is it Wade?
Wade. Wade Phillips.
Wow.
Yeah. Defensive coordinator of their all quarter century team. Yep.
Wow.
I mean,
that's some good respect for Wade.
Yeah. I mean, he won the Super Bowl with the Rams as the defensive coordinator, right? So he's got a ring there, and that defense was great. That's what is weird. Like, I would recognize him as like one of the all time defensive coaches that I've grown up with, but when I point out to you his resume, tell me the team that had a dominant defense. Ready? The 2000 Bills, the 2002 and 2003 Falcons, the 04 through 06 Chargers, the 07 through 10 Cowboys, the Texans from 2011 to 2013, the Broncos in 15-16, the Rams for 3 years. None of those are like... Would anybody have mentioned them if I mentioned the best defenses of the last 25 years? Like the 2012 Texans?
Yeah.
The 2015 Broncos? Actually, that one you probably would.
Yes, for sure. Them, yes.
Okay, that makes more sense. That's Wade. That's the Super Bowl team where Peyton Manning is terrible, but the defense is like the best ever.
Yep. They beat Cam.
Okay, this makes a little more sense then. He's been the defensive coordinator for two Super Bowl champions with great defenses. We'll get behind it a little
more. We'll get a break in 803-0550, 1-888-552-550 on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.